They think they're smart, but what do they know? It's Hector and Krish, the pedestrian show.
They changed their name just for you, but what do they know? They still got sued.
The pedestrians, download Stitcher iTunes. The pedestrians, it's the one without a review.
Their friends make jokes at their expense, but the biggest laughs on the audience.
So sit right back, grab a beer, you're gonna need it, Shreether is here.
The pedestrians, download Stitcher iTunes. The pedestrians, won't you leave a review?
Hey, thanks for downloading another episode of the Podestrian Podcast. This is episode 38, a studio recording with our friends Dan Burt and Jess Bratman. Krish and I, we've been a little busy lately, and so we apologize for episodes not coming out regularly, but we're going to try our best to get them out faster than later. But guess what? We have another live show coming up, second Friday of March, March 9th, 7 p.m. at 2081 Mission Street. Thanks for listening to this. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for liking us on Facebook. Please leave comments on iTunes. It's the only way we can get other people to listen to us. And yeah, just, you know, take care of yourself. Yeah, you know, it's hard out there. It's hard being a human. And I get it. I get it, man. We're all just trying to be humans. So, you know, thanks. See ya. Bye.
Check, check, check.
Check,
check,
check, check, check.
Check.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everyone. Hey, Krish. How's it going?
It's going. How are you, Hector?
Good. This is another episode of
our show.
Our show. This podcast that is called the Podestrian Podcast. God, it's been a long time.
It has.
This is my first time in your apartment
since it's been put up for sale.
Oh, that's right. Since it's been staged.
It's been staged.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna be a home seller.
I'm gonna be a home seller.
Most people are like excited about being homeowners. You're you're at that next stage where you're already selling
my home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soon I'll be homeless, and then.
Yeah, I guess that's the
stage after home selling.
Circle of life.
Yeah.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be. Did you guys hear that? You guys didn't hear that, right?
No.
No, cool. That's right. Yeah. It was only on my laptop. I'm excited to be here. This is episode for the show that we're ramping up to.
You want the number?
Yeah, I don't know. All this, we can edit this part.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. We'll put in a number. It'll sound totally natural.
Okay.
Yeah. We're here with two roommates, and actually one of them's a former roommate of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Guess which one? That's the time of the show where you guess which one was my roommate.
That's okay. So let's bring the audience into the room. We're in stages. We're in Krish's staged home.
Yes.
We have two amazing, lovely bearded men here. Two very funny people that we both admire.
Yes.
That we both respect.
Incredibly.
We respect you. Yeah, okay. We respect both of you. We love.
We love them. Yeah,
we love you guys.
We love you guys.
We're here with Jesh and Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, yeah, great. Yeah. Should we cheers?
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, cheers.
Yes. Oh. And we have beers.
We have beers. What this have we spilled all
this? I feel like, yeah, choosing over the mixing board was not the best call.
I think
this is my second beer. Krish wasn't real happy about that.
I feel like thank you, Jesh, for calling out Krish right now for any slights or slight tone of passive aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Because if you can hear it, the audience can hear it.
Absolutely.
I'll keep it up. I'll be the voice of the audience.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I had to guess, who is your roommate? I mean, I already know the answer.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say.
You had to guess the answer you already know.
If I had to guess the answer that I already know. I'd say maybe.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
So if you had to guess the answer you already knew,
mm-hmm.
you have to say which would be more likely to despite right. the fact that you know.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like what I think would be more likely.
Yeah.
Had I not known.
Like, who seems like more
Who seems
roommate,
like so. Yeah. a roommate? Like, Chris's who seems
well,
like they could
situationally,
be...
Well, situationally, also, you can...
right, if I also did know situationally...
Think about personality, too.
Yeah, personality-wise,
and, like,
I...
And jobs, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, right? Like, I know, you know, there's some overlap in jobs, but also, I wonder, like... You know, well, Jesh, I know that you're also, you know, a wealthy tech industrialist, as Chris is. Yeah. And so, as a result, I would feel like you guys don't need to be roommates because you guys will each individually be buying and selling homes.
I have a
as tech
right
industrialists
now.
Too.
As tech industrialists. Well, and so that's why I feel...
Me and Dan are... this is to direct counterpoint to that.
Oh, okay.
Me and Dan are roommates right now, so clearly
right.
I have a roommate.
Oh, wait, but... oh, right. But the thing is that, like, but you can't have two tech industrialists, two wealthy tech industrialists.
Yeah, you definitely wouldn't find that here in San Francisco.
Right, right? Like, you would have separate...
Wait, Hector, you're saying there's no wealthy tech industrialists, which I've never heard that term before, who live together.
Well, I think there... It depends on what age. I think young, wealthy tech industrialists...
It's about the age you act. And the age that you are.
Right. And I see both of you as like elderly tech industrialists. Like
elderly?
You guys, yeah, you know, you've got a little
the
gray.
Elder statesman of the
Yeah, you're the elder. I mean, as far as tech industrialists go, like, and we know the lifespan of a tech industrialist is from age 19 to age 29. And so beyond that, it's like, you know, you're over the hill pretty much. Is that
this
fair
really
to say?
Making me feel great. This podcast.
We're in the autumn of.
But I'm just giving you like an insight into
that
like.
You feel like I'm over the hill. Yeah. I get it.
Well, I apologize if I've.
No,
if
it's
I've
fine.
Done that.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm just gonna have my second beer.
But I agree with you that you and Dan are I think would work well as roommates because you guys are only as young as you act as you live. Is that fair?
I don't know. I think my body would disagree.
I don't know. I feel like you two have a very like youthful existence, right? Cohabitation.
Thank you. So yeah, first you called me over the hill,
and then you said I was youthful. So
well,
I
yes,
that.
Exactly. Well, Jesh, I just mean that your age, your technical age, makes you old, but your spirit.
I feel like you're just trying to dig yourself out of this now.
This is that time in the show where Hector tries to dig himself.
Oh
out.
Yeah, this is yeah. Well, I feel like I haven't gone down far enough.
You can
enough
go
yet.
Deeper.
Yeah, yeah I
you
gotta
haven't
go deeper.
Guessed yet.
Right.
You still have to guess who was Chris's roommate.
Well, I would guess Dan because Dan is not a.
Wait a minute, but you're
not a wealthy tech industrialist, right?
No, I'm very poor.
As am I. I'm also a poor, non-wealthy tech industrialist, and therefore I feel like I could also be one of your roommates. As well, I just thought it would be hard to see the two of you.
I think together. It was Hector who was your roommate.
Oh, okay. Now you're guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then Dan, I guess, would you like to take a guess?
Yeah, it was me. That's my guess that I really answered.
That's a really good guess, Krish. Yeah. Who was it?
It was a drum roll, please. It was Dan.
Yeah. For one full week. One full week.
One full week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, Krish was kind enough to let me be his roommate for a week while I was transitioning out of my marriage.
Oh.
And into becoming Jesh's roommate.
Yeah. And becoming Jesh's roommate.
We've been roommates ever since.
It's true.
I was asking you earlier, like, how long has it been? And you said it's been a year?
A year and a half.
Year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay. It felt like it's been longer than a year.
First, I lived in Avi's. Bachelor pad while he was out of town.
Former guest
for 2 weeks.
Former for guest 2 weeks. Yeah. Great. I feel like a lot of people have lived in Avi's pad.
I don't think you live there. I think you just sleep there. There's not a lot of living
I
going
mean, like,
on in there.
Craig has gone through there, right? Like I feel like Craig's been there and
It's a very comfortable place and it's surprisingly clean. Mm. But I don't think Avi ever cooked a meal before.
No, that's not true. Avi cooked me instant noodles one time.
Okay, so that doesn't really count. But I stayed there for 2 weeks, and then I came here for a week, and then I moved in with Jesh, and now I'm getting out of there.
Yeah, that's right. You're
say it like
I'm
if you say it like
free.
That.
You're free.
I mean, you've chosen to make a city change.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
That you don't necessarily want to leave living with me though.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes. I mean, honestly, like if. And what we should say that, Dan, you're moving to L.A.,
yes.
And all our fans in L.A., all zero of them,
yeah.
But we're hoping to branch out and eventually, and podcasts have the ability to, you know, they have legs.
Do they air this in L.A.?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they should be on the lookout for Dan.
They should.
Who will be doing comedy, performance, film... Dance?
No, whatever.
Writing?
I'll be in my house writing if anybody wants to check that
Dan
out.
Dan is going to yes. be a film industrialist.
Ooh, film industrialist.
I hear they also do some buying and selling of properties.
Oh, I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah.
Yes, you're going to have to, you're going to need a property with a pool. I feel like a pool is a LA kind
That's
of
a very
thing.
LA thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So far, we just have two bathtubs, but no pool yet.
Whoa, two bathtubs.
That's
two.
Nice.
Bathtub.
That's big, I think. Wait, do you have
your current place has
two
bathtubs
as well? Yes. Yes, it's not really,
it's
an,
not
upgrade.
Really an upgrade.
Oh well, still, I mean,
you know, our apartment has two functioning bathtubs.
It's true.
I feel like for California prices, I think two bathtubs is that's a big thing.
Like, I feel like LA is a little bit more spacious though. I feel like properties there are bigger.
The bathtubs,
yeah,
bigger bathtubs.
It's they're. Equal-sized bathtubs, I think.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
but it's like a driving culture. Like you like drive. Everywhere.
Yeah, you got to drive from bathroom to bathroom.
Got to go from bathroom to bathroom.
The house is huge, but the bathtubs are the exact same size.
But you're moving to LA.
Yes.
Mazel tov. And Jesh, if Jesh were to live in LA, would you guys be roommates?
Yeah, we tried to get Jesh to move to LA.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I think I had him actually pitched on it for maybe 2 days.
It
was more than that. I was going back and forth. I talked to my therapist about it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is now your therapist also see
you. Oh, my God. Wow.
I've never heard of that before. Like, somebody, like, donating their therapist to their roommate. That's like...
No. She's a professional therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a client of her.
Yeah. Were you a client before Dan?
I was the first. There's now four friends that go to the same therapist.
So you're the source of all the referrals.
I'm the source.
Okay.
Do you get
referral bonus?
Yeah, do you get
no.
a referral? Oh, okay.
But it's good to know that people get help.
Yeah.
That's true.
Her name is Rhea St. Julian,
yeah.
And you can look her up, and there is now a Friday slot open, so maybe. I don't think, sounds like she hadn't filled it yet. So.
Oh.
So oh, wow.
If anyone's
okay.
looking for an amazing
all
arts
of you
therapist.
People who are
oh,
probably
awesome.
Listening to
yeah.
this, who
yeah.
probably need,
yeah.
need
we are,
to see
well, I mean, it's. I'm glad you said that, because we are actually, this episode is sponsored by Rhea St. Julian, so,
right.
If if you need therapy on Fridays.
Please contact her.
Yeah, that's
she
right.
has an open slot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And do you feel like because now like you and your friends have the same therapist, like you can get together and talk about it because you kind of know what you have the same process. Maybe?
That would be interesting because
it's like a book club.
It's sort of like it's a book club, but you're not really like privy to the other people's stories.
Yeah.
Because presumably the therapist is keeping everything confidential. Like there's
yeah.
like the patient like confidentiality.
She's very professional.
She's
very,
very
professional.
Very professional.
Very professional. So
highly
you're sort
recommended.
Of like, that's good. Yeah. So then you're basically you're in the situation where you all have the same experience, like from an emotional standpoint of like going to this therapist, but you don't actually know the details of what you actually talked about in therapy. It's like that show that was on HBO like several years ago called In Treatment, and the idea was each
with Tim Roth.
With each day of the week. Was like a different like story. It was like basically five different shows in one, and each day of the week was him being a therapist for a different character,
uh-huh.
and then Friday was him in therapy
uh-huh.
with his therapist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, is this a show that you would want to be in or write for in LA? Would you want to write for In Treatment?
I'll write for anything.
That's interesting because this show has also been sponsored by In Treatment.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, it's good to be like as open as possible to everything.
Do you think
is there like a thing that you would say no to, like commercials or something specific?
No, I don't think so.
Really, you'd be like, just give me all the work.
Yeah. I mean, initially.
Right, initially. And until you have, like, a big portfolio.
Yeah.
And then people are like, okay, do you want to...
I probably wouldn't do any adult film stuff.
Is there much writing for adult films?
I mean, we've been talking about doing that comedy porn.
Well, there's a lot of, like, satired porn now, right? Where it's like... This isn't
I don't
the
know
Simpsons.
Why you looking at me?
Yeah, don't act like we don't watch it together. There's like a lot of spoof parody porn now, so I assume that involves writing.
I guess.
I don't think there are improvisers.
What if porn stars are like really good improvisers? I imagine there's some.
I guess the sex is unscripted, right?
No, actually, the sex is very scripted.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the number of like. You know, hip thrusts and like, I don't know why I had to do
that. Definitely it's like, okay, this scene right now, what we're going to film is missionary. So do missionary. Okay. And then they cut and then be like, okay, then you're going to flip her over and we're going to do this. Or he's going to do that.
But when they're doing like one of those like Star Trek parodies or something like that.
So I think they're different. They like, there are multiple writers, right? There's the writer that does the Star Trek parody.
I mean, one's more of a choreographer.
There's a choreographer.
Oh, that's a better.
And then there's a joke writer. There has to be a joke writer, right?
For comedy porn.
For the comedy porn. Yeah.
Wow.
You wouldn't do that.
I would do punch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I feel like that's just like straight up comedy.
So
like,
wait, you would like take a script and punch it up, but you
wouldn't write an adult film.
But would you be afraid that would bleed into like? Well, if I can punch up the comedy, I could probably punch up the rest of the script.
Right. What if it pays really, really well?
I feel like
what if you just get pulled into that, sucked into that world, you know?
Are
you ever worried about that?
I feel like I might do that maybe, but I would be too worried that, like, I wouldn't know how to write that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would be, like, too involved with my stories, and they would be like, you have to edit all of this out except for they walk in the door.
Right.
You're, like, writing, like, deep character, like, backstories.
Yeah, exactly.
Stories. Yeah. You want to know what motivates these characters.
Yeah.
Would you be afraid of, I guess there must be some sort of union that you have to deal with.
Like a porn actors guild?
Yeah. Well, or, like, porn writers guild.
Probably.
Yeah. Do you think that's separate from like the regular Screenwriters Guild, Writers Guild of America? Are you part of the union?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
But you would have to be, right? In order.
I don't remember exactly what the rules are, but you can take two. Or I think it's like acting wise, you can take like two SAG gigs, but then by the time you do the third one, you have to become a member.
I see.
But the problem is if you live here. You have to pay dues and everything. So if you're not getting a bunch of SAG work, then it seems like you have to pay a lot of money for stuff that you're not doing.
I see. So if you're joining the union, you might as well move to LA.
Yeah, you're going to have more of an opportunity. Yeah. But I think some people here are SAG and they definitely come to town.
Mm.
It's just harder to get the work. It's not as much here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were talking with our friend, former guest, Lexi.
Yeah.
Or I was. I don't know if you were. But and she was talking about how...
I've talked to Lexi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Maybe that was just because the mic wasn't working.
But she was telling me about how, like, there's certain number, like, for the theater that she works at, or not currently, but previously, that you could have, like, a certain number of, what's the word? Like, where it's, like, non-union. You can have certain...
Scabs?
Yeah, a certain number of scabs. I think scabs only apply when there's like a
strike.
There's
a strike, yeah.
That's
yeah.
also a harsh term for the porn set. look at all these scabs around here.
Scab.
I wonder if there's a porn actors guild.
Well, PAG.
PAG, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some kind of union for porn actors.
There has to be, right? Or
I feel
I
like
know.
That's feels
but
like
But that also feels like would it would be a very recent thing. Like porn for a long time was like very unregulated, you know, like it was very much like CD Times Square until like the 80s or 90s, right?
I think 70s.
Oh, until the 70s?
Movies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But
like Deep Throat.
Yeah, was Deep Throat like a thing that like Because I feel like film, like porn for a long time was like, did you guys ever see Freaks and Geeks?
The porn version?
Yeah, but there's this one episode where they have like a porno video, but it's like a reel-to-reel porno video, and it's like hidden in a brown paper bag that they would like pass around. But like that was a reel-to-reel, and that was in the 80s. And so like even then it didn't feel like it was like very mainstream, or like it was still like very like...
Well, like what did we just talk? Deep Throat?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like that was actually in regular movie theaters.
That's right. You're right. Oh, that was in regular theaters.
There was actual like adult films that aired in
and it was like it was almost like a jokey thing that like normal adults would go to, like, oh, we're gonna go watch a porno, right? Like that was
normal adults.
Like, you know, like a night out. You know, like it's date night and we're gonna watch Debbie Does Dallas. Is that no?
I don't know. I wasn't alive, really. I was not really.
Well, I was. Okay. Well,
I wasn't either. Even though you seem to think I'm really old.
Oh, Josh, I'm sorry. I don't think you're very old. I just think in the world of tech industrialism,
I'm the youngest one here.
Is that true?
You are.
Yeah,
I'm by far
are.
The oldest, I assume.
Yeah. Wait.
By far?
By far?
Not really. You're just like a couple years older than me, right?
I'm 40.
I'm 36. Or am I 36?
How old are you? I'm 36.
I'm almost 38.
You are.
So
yeah.
we're
I thought I was 37, but I think I'm 36. Yeah. I'll turn 37 in a few months, but I'm 36.
Wait a minute.
I still got three years.
You forgot how old you are?
Yeah.
Dude, once you hit our age, Jen,
you
stop thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
There are moments. Yeah, you think it's a joke, and then like there are moments where you're actually stopping and thinking about...
Yeah.
How old, like which decade?
I know I'm between 30, like I instantly know I'm between 35 and 40. Like I know I'm in like my upper 30s.
I just feel like this is one of those basic things you know about yourself, like your name. And I
was just gonna say, the whole time that I was 39, I felt like that was some sort of cosmetic line I would give people.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because I almost wanted to just always say, I'm like, I'm 40.
Yeah.
Even though I was only 39.
Yeah, even when
I just turned 39, it feels like you're holding on to something by saying 39 instead of just saying like you're 40.
I mean, I feel this way. It's like if you ever talk to like a kid, or like people talk about like the age of like children in terms of months. Oh, they're like 13 months old. They're like 16 months old.
Right.
And then if you're like a kid, you're like, oh, I'm 5 and a half. Like I don't think you'd ever say like, oh, I'm, you know, 30 and a half or like 31 and a half, right?
You don't need to get down to that.
You don't need to get down to the level.
So when you're
when
like
you get
in
to
your
my
60s,
age,
you're like I'm
in my 60s.
I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere in my
I saw the Korean War.
I am almost dead.
But do you, do you feel that way? I feel like I still feel young, except for the fact that, like, life has beaten me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't feel any older. I just feel, like, exhausted from life, mm-hmm. but not, like, old.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah.
I've been feeling exhausted from life recently, and I thought that was just like a phase I was going through, but now I'm beginning to believe that that's just a phase I'm going into.
Yeah. It's
called the rest of your life.
That's yeah, it is
it's
kind
the
of
rest
the rest
of your life.
Got it. Okay. That's depressing.
Well,
no.
It's just like I crave sleep a lot more now. And just,
you grow into it.
You grow into it.
Yeah, you crave sleep. You're more cat-like.
Yeah, you're more cat-like.
Like, you appreciate the way that cats live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I already appreciate the way Dan's two
No, you don't appreciate fully. You don't appreciate the chewing on your cords.
we should say that you two live with two cats.
Dan has
I have
two
cats.
Very large cats.
Because Jesh won't let me have three.
Originally, Dan said, I'm going to go get a cat. And I was like, you can have one cat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, don't go get two cats. And he comes back with these two gigantic cats.
Yeah.
But they were kittens. They were cute.
No, they were adults.
They were adults?
They're like one is now 6 and the other is 4. And I have had them for less than a year.
But didn't you have kittens?
Those were my ex's kittens.
Oh. So you got two different cats.
Did you think one of my cats just grew a leg?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen your cats. So to be fair, I did not know.
Do you just avoid Facebook? Like, I'm wondering how you have not seen my cats.
I have not. No. Well, and I haven't been on Facebook. Not because of avoiding. I'm just, you know, I'm so tired. I don't have time for that. Facebook.
We all have time for Facebook.
I find
Facebook is what takes your time away from everything else.
I actually find Facebook exhausting. Right?
It is.
It's exhausting just to go through. It's like answering emails. You're like, oh, there's so much information here, and you're scrolling through. And then okay, this is the time when I'm gonna gripe about Facebook.
Go for
but
it.
I think it
is. This a segment?
This is a segment.
This is a segment.
Hector gripes about
this
Facebook.
This is Arian grievances. In that I hate the UI. I think it's the worst user interface. It is clunky. It is like there's too much stuff going on. It like refreshes and then I'm somewhere else in my feed. Like I have no idea what's going on. I don't. Do other people have this? Like I just find it exhausting. To
so use. I've unfollowed everybody on Facebook. So I'm friends with everybody, but I don't follow anyone.
I don't know what that means.
You're all sounding really old right now.
I don't care. I don't understand this.
Josh is currently scrolling through Facebook right now.
Yeah.
And Snapchat on my Snap glasses.
Mm-hmm. But that's smart, though. So like when you... If you go on Facebook, do you just get nothing? It's empty?
I only get things where people post to groups. So I'll see posts to End Games, Improv Community.
Did you unfollow me?
Huh? Yeah, I did, Josh.
You're still friends.
We're still friends.
Your feed doesn't
pop up. What's the point of being friends?
You're not subscribed to me.
You don't
like,
know what's going
you gotta
on.
You got to subscribe. I want my friends to subscribe to me.
I know what's going on in your Twitter life because Twitter tells me. Did you miss so and so's tweet? Like, I get notifications.
Oh, yeah. That's
did you
really
miss Hex's
annoying.
Tweet? Yeah.
I find that really annoying.
I am very close to deleting Facebook. I'm not to that point yet. I still feel like I need to plug shows on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm still addicted to it. But once I get to the point where I don't need to ever plug shows again, it's gone.
Once,
and I will
once you've
just
made
be Twitter.
It. When you, once you've made
not
it.
Not even made it. Just be like, well, people will know me enough to check Twitter.
I realize at some point, Facebook is a platform in which everyone's an advertiser. Every user is an advertiser that's advertising themselves. So every time you post, it's an ad for yourself or something that you're doing in your life. So everything that you're doing on there is an ad.
I just use it as a way to make myself feel terrible. Because I like to look at everybody else and see how well they're doing and then match it to my own life and
but
be
Dan,
like, oh, yep, I'm horrible.
But Dan, you know that that's a false perception, right?
Oh, like, I know, but this is why I go to therapy.
Rhea St. Julian.
Yeah.
With Rhea St. Julian.
She has a slot on Friday afternoons open now.
Yeah. Because I like, you know, I hate myself, so it's easy to scroll through there and be like, oh, you have a baby. Look at you. You're doing a whole family thing.
Yeah.
Even though I do not want a baby.
Right.
It still is that
you
societal
how,
thing
you know
kicks
what?
In
I,
and I feel
hate,
bad about it.
I hate it when people are smiling in their photos on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I get Wait, it. Oh, is this a thing between you two?
No. I just feel like Dan gets it.
Yeah. No,
because
I get it.
I'm happy.
Yeah, because I just feel like, you know, I have to like force myself to smile in photos, but I feel like people are really naturally smiling.
Oh yeah, I hate having to smile for photos.
Mm-hmm. There were years where I just like wouldn't smile in photos. I'd find I'd do something at the last second or.
I used to do something that I thought was like clever instead of smiling, you know, like some weird face, and I just looked at myself and I'm like, you look like an idiot.
Well, I hate smiling for two reasons. One, because like when I smile, like I get like very squinty, which like you know, like I'm you know, as an Asian person, I'm very like sensitive to the fact like oh yeah, my eyes do look very like squinty there. And so like I'm like I don't want smiling because then you know makes my face look that way. And also like I feel like a smile like when you're forced to smile for a photograph, it feels like it feels false. And a smile, it's like you're now, you know, you're undervaluing, or like you, the smile is supposed to be like a demonstration of your joy, and you're not happy getting that picture taken.
No, I always do some weird face in photos.
Like you're making fun of something, or like.
No, I'll just do whatever like feels weird in the moment to make that face. Although I do have the go-to is. I don't know if you've seen Old School, the movie Old School with Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a scene where they're getting married, and behind the wedding couple, they have a giant photo of each one of them behind their seats.
Uh-huh.
And Will Ferrell's picture is one of the funniest. Look it up if you have not. Will Ferrell's photo that is just behind them is the greatest, like, just pictured face. And that's usually my go-to, but I'll come up with something else usually. I do also hate smiling. All
right. This is going to be probably going to become the cover of this episode.
Oh, yeah. Is it any of these?
Let me see.
Yeah.
It's that first one right
this
there.
First one.
It's like it's supposed to be his wedding day photo that's uh-huh. sitting behind the you know for everyone to see.
yeah, we'll post this. Yeah. But how would you describe this, Krish?
Deer in the headlights.
Deer, yeah, deer.
Where
in the
deer is Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
yeah.
He does. He looks a little bit like Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Oh yeah, he does.
Doesn't he?
Totally. It's just like you just turn that green and
yeah.
put Slimer in a suit.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're
sure it's Will Ferrell will listen to this and feel real good about himself.
Oh, that's true. You're going to yeah. be friends with Will Ferrell from now
that's
on.
That's right, yeah.
I guess this is like...
Are you going to have yeah. are you gonna have bathtub parties with people? With
that's
celebrities
true.
When you move down to L.A.?
They
you
want
invite people
them.
Over to have cocktails around
yeah,
the bathtub?
Yeah. There's going to be like a six-piece jazz band that's playing around.
We do have a nice rock garden. And I don't mean like musically.
Like
rocks.
A nice like Zen.
Yeah, actually, like they put it's like brand new. It's oh, like awesome. All these nice rocks and like trees, and apparently they pay the landscaper that comes by to clean it up all the time.
So are you living alone or are you living with?
No, I'm actually moving in with Tess and Anastasia. They're two of my friends
cool.
for listeners that may not know who any of us are.
Well,
Tess was on one of our earlier
was
episodes.
Was on an earlier episode, and I
go.
Guess Anastasia will never be on.
Well, she'll still kind of be around until the end of February. So
okay, well,
have
okay,
an opportunity.
Chance. We got a book. Anastasia.
You can do some more guessing games with them about who lived with Dan.
Yeah. Wait, none of them?
All of them at that point.
Oh yeah, in the future. All right, got it.
You could also do a road podcast from L.A.
That's right. We tried having the New York Minute from Avi. We're still,
yeah. Well, you mean us go to
L.A.? Yeah,
you
come
to
L.A.
We
could
go down
to
the podcast. We actually did record some
podcasts
in L.A.
We started out in L.A., actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
This.
When did you move up here?
We came up here a week with the gold rush.
It was
We heard there was money to be made in San Francisco.
In the tech world.
In the tech world,
industrialism.
Buying and selling properties, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we came up for the money. But, yeah, we started out in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
In Orange County, I guess.
In Orange County, yeah.
Have you lived in L.A. before?
No. I've been down there a bunch of times. Never lived.
You've been down a bunch. But you're from South Bay, right?
Yeah, I'm from San Jose.
And did you used to go down when you were growing up?
No. I didn't start going down until I started performing.
Yeah.
And then for comedy sports, like, I would go down and, like, they do, like, a team switch, you know. Like, some of the L.A. players come up here. We'd go down there.
We should say that Dan. Oh, first of all, Dan, amazing improviser, was integral in our education.
Absolutely, our teacher.
Our teacher is
no.
Yeah. Oh. We'll bleep this out. We'll bleep that word out.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm a shitty teacher. I've helped ruin.
You can. You're. I mean, this. We're the product of your teachings.
Yeah, we're the product.
Thankfully, though, you've had other people along the way.
Yes, we had other
we
people.
Did have other people.
Yeah. In fact, Hector, you were my level one. You
level
were my
one.
Only time I've ever taught level one.
Yo. level one. I was there with Megan. Mm-hmm.
Matthew.
Harp. I was gonna say Harp.
Rose.
Oh yeah. Rose. I forgot about Rose. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anyone else.
Let's see. There was a couple more people that went further on. I think you all were the ones that went the furthest as far as, like, you all graduated together.
Right.
Then kept doing shows.
Yeah. Right. Because a lot of us came back. Well, I was back in your level four.
Yeah, I think we were your last level
four.
No, my first level one and my last level four.
we bookended your career, or you bookended our career?
Yeah.
but Dan, you do comedy sports, but you also trained in Chicago. Did IO Second City?
No, I did the Annoyance.
Annoyance. Okay.
IO and the Annoyance.
Yeah, and so you have all of that background, and so you are going to LA. There's comedy sports down in LA.
Yeah, I don't think I'll do that there. Okay. I like comedy sports here because it's like people I've known forever doing it.
Yeah.
So that's nice to see friends. I don't have anything against short form. It's just not the.
It's not your.
It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I don't mind playing it once in a while and doing it. It's it's great.
Yeah.
It's, comedy sports is an amazing place, especially to learn.
Yeah.
To get a lot of fantastic skills, but I do prefer long form.
Yeah.
As doing that, like the majority of my performances.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel similar.
Likewise.
Well, I mean that like I can't do short form.
I've never done it.
Yeah. I'm you know, and I'm sure I'd be terrible at it. But I do really like long form. Mm-hmm. But have you gone to LA frequently, Jesh?
Well, I used to go down there all the time because my family's there, my dad's side.
Oh.
So I spent a lot of time in LA, but I haven't done a lot of comedy stuff down there.
What do you do when you go down to LA?
I stay at my grandma's house.
Oh.
Oh, what? Is your grandma still there?
Yeah.
Where is it in LA?
Van Nuys in the valley,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is near where all the porn is. Just bring it back to the porn.
Is your grandmother in porn?
Nope.
I mean, not like as a performer, but like as a writer or a gaffer or.
No, nothing. I don't think she's involved in
it. As a gilfer?
As a gilfer.
I don't appreciate you implying my grandmother's a gilfer.
Okay. I didn't. I just repeated what my level one and level four instructor told me,
and added my grandmother in front of it. So that was your doing.
Yeah. But so she's not at all involved in the union.
No, she's not involved.
Not even like
porn. My grandmother's not in porn.
Not even craft
you quit
services.
Quit pushing this.
Yeah, neither. I mean, my mind.
Honestly, rude.
Krish.
This is that time in that show where Hector's dug himself in so deep.
I think I need to take rock bottom.
Yeah.
Should we? So it's about half an hour, and usually we like to take a break it up into two separate
segments.
Episodes. Yeah. But before we go to break, maybe would you guys like to plug anything that will be coming out after a week from now?
I want to plug something.
Oh,
go for it.
I want to plug Endgame Sketch Company, or ESC as we're called.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have a new show first 3 weeks of Friday at Stageworks in San Francisco. We also have a new Facebook and YouTube channel called ESC Comedy.
Awesome.
So check it out. We have a bunch of video sketches up there now.
They can just Google ESC Comedy and...
Maybe you can link to it on the podcast.
We'll link to it.
All right, sounds perfect,
And then when we come back, we'll read the actual address, www.youtube.com/watch?v=IX8244.
This is what you're able to do if you're a tech industrialist.
Yeah, exactly. This is why you guys get
paid
the big bucks.
You're able to just come up with URLs out of your head.
And this is your time travel show, right?
Yeah. The show is time travel themed.
Uh-huh. And this is
The premise of the show is the cast found a time machine, and we're going to experiment with it in front of a live audience.
Yeah. And this is the first Friday?
The first three Fridays of February.
First three Fridays.
7:30 p.m. at Stageworks Theater.
Nice.
I'm not in the group, but I want to say they rejected my idea that I thought they should do for the show, which is they find the time machine and go back in time and then just redo an old show.
Dan had the cop-out version.
I just think it's great to make the audience sit through the same show again.
I feel like we'll do that next time. We'll do the time travel show.
That would be
awesome.
So cost-efficient.
Yeah. Or just do the same sketch over and over again.
Yeah. Like 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. We'll take a break, and then we'll see our audience next week.
All right, sounds good. Bye. See ya. Bye.
Wait, next week?